Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for The Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from the book of Hebrews, chapter 5. And the thought for today's message is, are you skillful in the use of the Lord's Word? Now, you may say, well, Joel, why do I have to be skillful in using the Lord's Word? That's the preacher's job, or that's my Sunday school teacher's job. Oh, no. It's not. And Paul points this out here in the scripture. Well, there's multiple reasons why we should be skillful and know God's word and know how to apply God's word in every circumstance in our life. For there's oftentimes that these people come knocking on our doors that are members of a cult, and they will present you with scripture, but it's twisted just a little bit. And as Jesus taught, a little bit of leaven leaveneth the whole loaf. So those cults will twist God's word. It'll sound good. It'll sound like it's of God, but it's twisted just enough that it denies the power thereof. So when we're presented with those situations, do we know God's word well enough? Are we skilled well enough in God's word to be able to combat those people that come to us? Not to fight them, but to present God's word and rightly divide God's word with not compromising anything that's said about it, and it be correctly presented to those unbelievers. And what about times when we face temptations? For we know when Jesus was right after he was baptized, he was led up of the Spirit, and he fasted for 40 days, and then he was tempted by Satan. And we know every time he combated those temptations with the Word of God. And see, there's times, there's circumstances where we have sickness in our life. We have to depend on God's Word to get us through those circumstances. There's all kinds of situations when Satan comes at us trying to get us to doubt our salvation, throwing things at us, those fiery darts that Ephesians chapter 6 talks about. When those things come at us, are we strong enough? Are we skilled enough in God's word to be able to withstand? For as Paul writes here in Hebrews chapter 5, we'll begin with verse 12. He says, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. For strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, the preceding verses before verse 12, Paul's talking about Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek, he shows up in the book of Genesis. You know, after Abram is returning from the slaughter of the kings, he meets Melchizedek when he meets the king of Sodom, and Abram pays tithes to Melchizedek. Melchizedek is a very mysterious character. But what Melchizedek was a foreshadowing of the priesthood to come in Christ. For it says that Jesus was a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, because Jesus did not come from the priesthood of the tribe of Levi. Jesus came from the tribe of Judah, without father, without mother, without descent. He was after the order of Melchizedek. And then after Paul's talking about that, he's using Melchizedek as an example here. And he says in verse 11, he says, of whom we have many things to say and are hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. So basically, what Paul is telling his audience here, he's saying, you're not deep enough in the Word to really understand and comprehend what I really want to say about Melchizedek, what he symbolized, what he represented. You're not skilled enough in God's Word. And then he goes on and he says in verse 12, he says, for when for the time you ought to be teachers. And he's saying, by now you ought to be teachers. You ought to be teaching people God's Word. But no, you have need that someone teach you. Not just teach you, but teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Just the surface stuff is what you need. And friends, that's where we're at a lot of times in our churches nowadays, that people are just at the surface and they really don't know their Savior. They really haven't learned about the price that He paid for our sins on the cross of Calvary, the humiliation He went through by living a sinless, perfect life. He satisfied God's law. He did something for you and I that you and I could not do. He suffered through humiliation. He suffered through all kinds of misunderstanding. And he that knew no sin went to the cross and died as a criminal the death that you and I deserved. But see, Paul's telling them, he says, I can't go any deeper than that. Because by now you should be teachers, but the reality is you need someone to teach you again. The first principles of the oracles of God. And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. In other words, I've got to feed you on, but you're still on the bottle. You can't sit down and have a full course spiritual meal. You're still on that spiritual body, a spiritual bottle, and I cannot tell you the things about Melchizedek that I really want to tell you. And then Paul goes on in verse 13, he says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Now, as I let out the message, there's a lot of reasons in our life that we need to be skilled in God's Word. We truly need to be skilled in God's Word. The biggest reason that we need to be skilled in God's Word is temptations are going to come our way. Satan, as a roaring lion, our adversary, as a roaring lion, he roameth about seeking whom he may devour. Christian friend, that means you. We are all targets. Once we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, Satan is our enemy. Satan is that roaring lion. He is stalking us. He is looking at it for an opportunity to devour us. And friends, we need to be skillful in God's Word. When those temptations come our way, when those circumstances come in our life, that they look good on the surface, but we've got to be able to see beneath the surface and see where it may lead us. And it may completely lead us away from God. But yet, if we're not skillful in God's Word, able to discern between good and evil, we may fall in Satan's trap. But like I said at the onset, we have those people that are members of cults. They will present you with God's Word, but it'll be twisted just enough where it's denying the power thereof. We need to be skillful in God's Word. Well, number one, we can recognize where they're twisting the Word, where they're not rightly dividing the Word, where they're not applying the Word correctly, and we need to be able to come back to them and present them the Word correctly. But it says, everyone that uses milk is unskillful Now, we know in this life, in order to make a living, we need to have a skill. We need to be skilled in something. We all have a talent. God has blessed us with talents. We have talents to make a living and do these things. Friends, we need to be just as skillful in God's word as we are on our jobs, what we do for a living. Because, friends, we need to be able to walk in His paths of righteousness in His light for His name's sake. Otherwise, we're walking in spiritual darkness. We truly are. But then he ends verse 13 with a very interesting statement. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now let's think about a baby. A baby cannot protect himself or herself. A baby is very vulnerable. A baby is there unless someone is overseeing that baby and protecting that baby. That baby is completely helpless. Friends, that's the way a lot of us Christians are in this world. We're so unskillful. We've taken it for granted that we don't need to be in God's word and let it permeate into our souls, sink into our souls, lead and guide us in every aspect of our life. We've said, that's the preacher's job. That's the Sunday school teacher's job. And I don't have that responsibility. But friends, if that is your attitude, you're as vulnerable to Satan as a little baby. You truly are. For when temptation comes your way, does any scripture come to mind to defend yourself of that temptation? When circumstances, hard things come to mind, those fiery darts of Satan that just get you in your heart and absolutely almost devour you, do you have any scripture that comes to mind that helps you defend that and helps you to get back up? But if you think it's your church leader's responsibility, you're just as vulnerable to Satan as a little baby. You truly are. And he goes on in verse 14, he says, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now let's think about, but strong meat. Did you ever stop to think about the devil knows exactly how strong you are spiritually? He knows exactly how strong you are spiritually. That's exactly why he fights us. He wants to keep us out of God's word. He wants to keep us off our knees praying. He wants to divert our attention to anything other than growing stronger spiritually and growing stronger in the Lord and growing closer to him. But those that are strong meat and mature, of full age, mature. Let's think about what milk does. Does milk give us any protein? You know, if we're drinking milk in our body, does it give us protein to strengthen our muscles, to tone our muscles, to make us grow bigger and stronger? No, it doesn't. We need to get that strong meat. We need to get that protein in our bodies to strengthen our muscles, to develop our muscles. And it's the same thing spiritually. If we're just on surface things, we're on spiritual milk, and we're not getting deeper into the scriptures, so our spiritual muscles will be developing and maturing so that we will be able to withstand those fiery darts that Satan launches at us. And I want you to understand something, friends. Those fiery darts that Satan launches at us, I wish God would take them away. I wish God would say, nope, you're not shooting at him. But guess what? He's not going to do that. Those fiery darts will continue to come, and we have to depend on God's word to grow stronger and to be able to exercise our senses, as he says in verse 14 here, He says, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised. What does that mean? Because those fiery darts have come at them and they've been devastated and they didn't know what to do. They didn't know where to turn. And they got in God's word and they dug and they dug and they dug and they developed themselves spiritually and they got strong meat spiritually within their hearts and their souls. And they were able to discern between good and evil. But friends, if we're not in God's word, if we think it's our church leader's responsibility, again, we're just as vulnerable as a little old baby to Satan, and he will sift us as wheat if we're not careful. But that's today's message. And as I started out with the question, are you skilled in the use of God's word? That's today's message. I hope it's been a help to you. Until next week, this is Joel Martin.